Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, happy Monday, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill. And to any of you out there who might be celebrating the new year, Shana Tova, so wishing you a wonderful new year for anybody out there celebrating. We'd like to start today's show, as always, by thanking our sponsors, the folks over at Markham Search. Markham Search is a premier recruiting company based in New York City with offices on both the East and the West Coast that offers staffing solutions in all areas of supporting corporations, law firms, and other types of companies with their staffing needs. So a special thank you to our sponsors over at Markham Search. Well, today we were going to have on the show a special guest, Richard Weiss, joining us from London. But as this sometimes happens with our international guests, we have not been able to get a line through to him yet. So what we're going to do is we're going to improvise today's show while we wait and see if we can get Richard online here. Today, I thought it might be an interesting topic because I was actually sitting today having a conversation with somebody who was celebrating Rosh Hashanah. And this person who was celebrating said, well, Jen, you know, I love the fact that you talk about helping people find their dream jobs. She said she works as an IT professor at a school, and that the thing that her students really struggle the most with is being able to get the mental side of their job search. So what does that mean? I know we've spent a lot of time. We have a guest coming up in a couple of weeks talking about resume writing. And if you go back to some of the original shows back from April of 2016 through about October of 2016, we used to do mock interview Mondays, where the last Monday of every month we would do a mock interview. And there's nothing wrong with doing mock interviews and writing a great resume. Those are both necessary parts of being effective, as was last week's show on networking. But the thing we don't often spend enough time speaking about is how do we mentally prepare ourselves to get what we need? Now, for those of you who might not be familiar with the show or might be tuning in for the first time, I also, in addition to doing a lot of career coaching and speaking and so forth, I also believe in the mental side and the spiritual side of things. So for any of you out there who might be tuning in and thinking, well, gosh, you know, what does this have to do with job hunting? Our consciousness, and this has been proven from a neurological standpoint as well. There are some great TED Talks out there. I think Amy Cuddy is one of the people who has a great TED Talk on the neuroscience behind interviews. How do you prepare yourself mentally when you go into an interview? And a step beyond that is how do you prepare yourself mentally when you want to land your dream job or when you want to create your dream company? All of it comes down to consciousness. The consciousness with which we do anything is decisive and is what has us be effective or not effective in manifesting and creating the lives we love. For any of you who may have ever read my book, you can find it online on Amazon. It's called Stop Hoping, Start Hunting, A Job Seeker's Guide to Finding a Dream Job. And basically, in that book, there's a chapter that I focus on called the mental side of the job search. And what I mean about that is you want to first set an intention. Before you ever set foot in an interview or ever look at opening your own company, you want to set an intention of what it is you want to have happen. So many of us go through our lives and we react rather than respond to people, circumstances, interviewers, bosses we don't like. So one thing you can start to do before anything you do is to set an intention of what you want that to look like, how you want that to go. So for example, let's say that you have a very important interview coming up, or maybe even it's a promotion. Maybe you love the company you're at and you finally have that opportunity to take that next step up the rung of the corporate ladder. What you want to do is before you go into that meeting, you want to look at who do you want to be in that meeting? In other words, do you want to be engaging? Do you want to be dynamic? Do you want to be analytical, charismatic? Do you want to be pensive? these are all different ways of being. And so often, I remember there was a great class, and I think I actually interviewed somebody from this class years ago, Landmark Education Worldwide, and I interviewed a Landmark Forum leader, I think it was 2 years ago in October, if you want to go back and find that show, or perhaps it was last year. And the point is that we, most of us do, and then we have, so we do the right thing so that we can have the right job, and then B is the last part. But ontologically speaking, so ontological thinking has to do with our state of being. When you start instead by looking at who are you going to be, then all of a sudden you will do the things you need to do to have the things that you want to have. I know it takes a minute, so I'm actually just going to pause and let that sink in. So I want you to hear that again. Instead of trying to do the right things, to have what you want, to one day be happy in a job or running a company or whatever that looks like, what if we started with the beingness first? So as an example, before I go to speak on stage, if I have a speaking engagement, for example, I'm doing one this weekend on ethics at a conference, basically the origin of ethics, the foundation of integrity. Every talk that I give has to have a different flavor to it. For example, when I did my How to Deal with an Office A-hole talk, that was a different flavor of a talk, and I had to be a different type of person in that talk than who I get to be in my ethics talk. So when I'm going to do the ethics talk this Saturday in Orange County at this conference, what I realized is that I'm going to have an opportunity to be curious. To be curious and to be patient as people really process what does the word ethics mean to them? What does the word morality mean to them? Which is a very different conversation than being light and playful around the a-hole talk. So how does that relate to you in an interview? So again, start number one by looking at who you want to be. Do you want to be somebody who's thoughtful? Do you want to be well-spoken or articulate? There's a million different ways that you could choose to be. But then on the flip side, another thing you can do with the mental side of the search is to ask yourself, how do you want the other person to be left? So in other words, when you walk out of that interview, how do you want that other, or that it could be a business meeting or that opportunity for a promotion, how do you want that other person to be left? Do you want that other person to be left like, wow, oh my gosh, Susie was so smart and so dynamic. How would you like that meeting to go? When you start to really break these ideas apart, all of a sudden, you're no longer reacting to people and circumstances and situations. You now have the power to create through who you're being. It's funny because from a more esoteric concept of happiness, so many of us think, oh, if I have the right car, if I go on the right vacation, if I date the right person, that's when I'll be happy. But you can see that's kind of a catch-22 situation because you're looking for something external or outside yourself. And so God forbid you don't get to go on that vacation, it gets canceled. Or you think if I get this dream job, that's what's going to bring me happiness. Then you're going to be dissatisfied or frustrated, God forbid you ever get laid off or terminated from that position. So once you start to explore this mental side of what makes us tick as human beings and what motivates us, then you can start to play with the concept of what would it be like to be happy walking into an interview, even if you didn't know you already had the job. In other words, what if when you went in for that meeting about your promotion or to ask for that raise that you feel like you've been working hard for a long time, or maybe it's a VC meeting and you have an opportunity for somebody to invest in your company, what would it be like to walk into that meeting and have absolute perfect certainty that you were going to get exactly what you want? For any of you out there tuning in who might be thinking, Jennifer is off her rocker, I would have agreed with you if you had approached me 5 or 10 years ago before I started meditating and before I started reflecting. But I will tell you, there are so many wonderful apps and things out there now that can help you learn to generate not only who you're being, but generate internal happiness. I think I've mentioned a couple of them on the show recently, such as Headspace, or Insight Timer. There are so many different great websites. I know in LA, there's a studio called Unplugged Meditation, where if you take the time to really connect to what you want, it does two different things. On the one hand, you're going to be able to get to generate who you want to be and to be more authentic and present. Actually, take that back. I'm not even going to say more authentic. You are going to be able to be authentic and present, because there is no such thing as more authentic. You are either authentic or you're not authentic. So you have that moment where you can connect to authenticity. It's funny because when I talk to job seekers, anybody who works with the agency that I work with, J. Hill Staffing Services, a division of Markham Search, gets complimentary coaching from myself or one of our recruiters before they go out on an interview. And one of the most important things that I tell people is, no matter what coaching I give them, whether it's how to answer what your biggest weakness is or why somebody should want to hire you, if the answer isn't authentic, nothing they say is going to matter, because what we relate to and what we want to engage with as other human beings, what we find is a very desirable characteristic, no matter across all different cultures, backgrounds, different parts of the world of people I've met in different countries, is authenticity. So when you can really connect to authenticity and generating your own happiness in whatever job or career you might take, all of a sudden, external factors are not going to have as much of an impact on you. Another tip that I really like to recommend that I talk to people about is to set an intention of by when you're going to do something. It is our action multiplied by our intention that equals our success in life. A lot of us might sit there, and I know I was a culprit of this many years ago, and we sit there and we create these phantasmical intentions. I'm going to make $1 million by the time I'm 30. I'm going to run a company. I'm going to do this or that or the other thing. But then you don't take action. Or you have people on the flip side who they take so much action. They are extremely driven and ambitious, but there's no intention behind their action, and then they keep bumping up against a wall. When you marry this concept of intention multiplied by your action, all of a sudden you become unstoppable and able to be effective in all areas of your life. So how can you use this idea of intention when it comes to being effective at job hunting, at creating that raise or that promotion, or perhaps you're out there and thinking, gosh, the 9-to-5 thing isn't for me. I want to go and create my own company. I was just speaking to a gentleman about that the other day. And what you can do is set a by when statement. So you want to create something called a daily declaration and a statement of intent. So what that looks like is you write out your statement of intent. Let's say, as a hypothetical, maybe you were recently laid off from a position and you're feeling a little bit worried because it's close to the holidays and you're saying, oh gosh, you know, I'm laid off. This is going to be so tough on me. Step number one is look at your perspective. Before you even sit down to write out your statement of intent or begin to do your daily declaration, check your perspective at the door. For any of you who have read my book, there's a story I share about a job seeker. I believe the year was about 2012, if I'm not mistaken. And she came to me, and I'll never forget, we were sitting down doing an interview at a Starbucks in downtown Los Angeles. And it was kind of a dark, rainy day, and she had just been laid off from her job, which had never happened to her before. And she was commiserating with me, and she said, Jennifer, it's so hard. I don't know what I'm going to do. You see, I'm the breadwinner in my family and I have 2 children and we're going into the holidays and I don't know how this is all going to turn out, because what if we don't find a job? Here we are in the middle of this horrible recession. And so I acknowledged how she was feeling, because it's not that you want to suppress that and say, oh, I'm not feeling sad or worried or fearful. Those are natural emotions, but it's connecting to something beyond that. So I said, I totally understand that. I completely get that you're worried because you care and you love your family and you want to provide for them. But can you play with me for just one moment on an idea? And she said, okay, you know, I don't really know what else to do, so I'm open to whatever feedback you might have. So I talked to her and I said, listen, I have a question for you. When was the last time that you had 1 or 2 months off to spend the holidays with your two children, I think they were around like 7 and 10, where you had a month or two off with your whole family to spend time with them around the holidays. And she paused and she looked at me incredulously and laughed. And she said, well, Jennifer, I've never had that experience. I've been working my whole life. I've never had, you know, the holidays off aside from a day or two here or there that I would get off with the law firm I was working at. I said, okay, great. So what if we started by shifting your perspective? What if instead of seeing this as something bad that happened to you, of how unfair this is and that you're never going to find another job, what if we started with a perspective of this is a gift? That for some reason, whatever you may not understand, you might be spiritual and think there's a bigger purpose. You might be an atheist, which is perfectly acceptable, and think that there's no rhyme or reason to it. But let's just play with this concept and say for a moment that this is a gift. Let's put on these glasses, like rose-colored glasses almost, except instead just put on gratitude-colored glasses and look for the good in that situation or that person at work or whatever it might be. And look at this opportunity that you're being given to spend possibly a couple weeks, if not maybe even a month or two with your family. And she looked at me and she said, wow, Jennifer, you're right. I never thought of it that way. And I said, great. Now, I understand there is the fear side of it, because as human beings, we have many things we're afraid of. Not being able to pay our mortgages, not being able to find another job, nobody ever wanting to hire us again. There are all these potential fears as human beings that we have. So in order to counter that fear, this is where the brain science side of it comes in. I sat there with that job seeker at Starbucks, and we wrote out her statement of intent. And I think it was about probably a week or two, maybe before Thanksgiving, if I'm not mistaken. And so we picked a date that was about a month, month and a half out. So we said, by December 31st, I believe the year was 2012, I will have a position paying me $65,000 or more within 5 miles of my house that I love going to work at every day. And I want to pause and backtrack for a moment and break down what a statement of intent looks like. So a statement of intent is specific. A lot of us don't get what we want because we are too vague in what we ask for. A really great book, and in fact, this time last year, I think I actually interviewed the producers of the movie Think and Grow Rich, which I highly recommend. It's a wonderful book and was turned into a movie last year. But there's a great book by Napoleon Hill called Think and Grow Rich, which I utilized, and I combined some of his principles with some other principles of Landmark and other ideas to come up with this concept of a statement of intent. So you want to be specific. So instead of just saying, I need a job, or I need any job, or I need to pay my bills, or I need just enough money, you want to be absolutely certain and specific about the time frame, the by when it's going to happen, the amount, and what it's going to look like. Now, there is no right or wrong way to do a statement of intent, with the exception of being specific. The more specific you will be, the more likely you're going to get exactly what you, not more likely, you will get exactly what you ask for. But there's another step I'm about to tell you. So if you're out there and maybe you're looking for a promotion, you can do this with promotions. You can do this with salary increases. You can do it with amounts of money you want to make annually. You can also do it for creating a job or for creating a company. There are many different avenues. You can even do it for buying a house or finding your ideal mate. This idea of a statement of intent followed by a daily declaration is not just a one thing that you can do for one area of your life. When you learn how to do it and you begin to see the results of it, it'll be something that you'll want to apply in every single area of your life. So again, you want to look at the by when statement. In the case of this job seeker, when we were sitting there, she said December 31st, which gave her about a month and a half or so to enjoy the holidays with her family and still have enough money in the bank to be able to provide for them. So we said by December 31st of that year, so you want to be that specific, you will make X amount of money or more, and then add in any other little accoutrements that you want. Add the cherry on top. If you want to have great benefits, put great benefits in there. The world is your oyster. And energetically, if anybody happens to be tuning in on this particular day, on September 10th of 2018 or September 11th, if you're listening to it the following day, there is a special sort of energy that you can connect to even more so than the rest of the year. To be clear, this idea of the statement of intent and daily declaration works every day of the year, but there are certain times where you can even enhance that energy where it's going to be even stronger than normal. And this is one of those times. So you start by writing it out. Then some people I know, they'll put it on a little post-it next to their mirror. Some people I know keep it on their iPhone. Some people I know keep it next to their bed. And then here comes the next part, the action. So we started with the intention. You've now created your intention by writing a statement of intent out. Then you have the daily declaration, which is one of several forms of action that you take. So what do I mean by daily declaration? Our brains are naturally in an alpha wave state. I wish I had had the time to go back and get a PhD in neuroscience. I am not that smart, but I luckily have friends who have validated this information for me. And I did have a neuroscientist friend of mine a couple of years ago verify this information. She said, Jennifer, it's so funny that you're doing this without having a background in science, because this is exactly what we study in the brain. When you wake up first thing in the morning, the brain is still in what's known as an alpha wave state, which means it's more susceptible to suggestion. So step two, after you've written your statement of intent, is to declare that statement every single morning with vim and vigor the moment you pop your head up out of bed. So in the case of the job seeker who was laid off right before the holidays, she began to do that. And I will warn you that one thing that can come up is you might get confronted, because the idea of declaring something you want, it could be your dream job, your dream significant other, your dream house, your dream promotion, is that you then have to be accountable for speaking it out loud every day. And I know even for me personally, I've been confronted when I've done that. So in this job seeker's case, you know, she and I talked the first few weeks, and sure enough, you know, there weren't a lot of jobs around the holidays, but she was doing her declaration every day and we would check in every few weeks. And I will never forget, because it was, I think, Christmas Eve of that year, 2012, she called me and she was in tears. And I said, oh my gosh, are you okay? And she said, Jennifer, I want you to know, every single day since I saw you at that Starbucks, I have been declaring my daily declaration first thing every morning. And she said, just today, I got an offer for a job within 5 miles of my house, paying me more money than what I was making before. And it's my dream job. And I can't thank you enough. And I was so just touched and moved and grateful that she listened to me and she took my word. And the thing that really got me is she said, and most of all, thank you for the gift you gave me of this last month and a half that I had with my family. And instead of being fearful and frustrated and worried and in survival mode, I was able to be fully present and to enjoy every moment with my family, knowing in the back of my mind with perfect certainty that I would have a job by December 31st. Now, some of you might be incredulous. You might be rolling your eyes in the car as you're listening along, but I will tell you, this is only one example. I had another person in a very similar position, laid off, didn't have a job, was in a very specific high-level executive type position where there were only a handful of those that would come up every year. She did the exact same thing, and she took it a step further. She wrote her daily declaration on her phone, declared it out loud every morning, and when her brain would start to go into survival mode and she would go, oh, today is a hard day. You know, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm too old. Nobody's going to hire me. The moment her brain went into that reactive mode, she would actually say this statement of intent and declare it again at that moment and read it off of her iPhone. And in her case, she declared getting a position paying $150,000 or more within 5 miles again of her house. And that was by her, I believe it was 50th birthday. And she called me the week before her 50th birthday and sent me the most lovely thank you note saying that she landed her dream job yet again, precisely within that time period. Now, the other funny thing is, for those of you who might be tuning in and you might like your job, you might just want a raise, or you might want a promotion, or you might want to go out there and create your own company. There are many different ways to do this. When I first created this philosophy and this concept of the daily declaration and the statement of intent, it's when I started recruiting, and I think I was about 24 years old the first time I tried it. You can also use it if you're in a commission-driven sort of position, if you're a realtor, if you're a recruiter, if you're in sales or in a position that allows you to have unlimited bonuses. What I did is I would declare out loud every day how much money I wanted to make for the year. So I'll never forget the first time I started doing it. Again, I believe, pardon me, I was about 24, perhaps the first year I started doing it. And that year I declared, I am creating the possibility by December 31st, I think the year was 2005 or six, I am going to make $100,000 or more. And the "or more" is very important to throw in there because you'll surprise yourself. That year, I declared it every single day, and my boyfriend at the time was very annoyed with me because I would do it first thing in the morning. But at the end of that first year, by December 31st of 2005, I had made $120,000, which as a young kid felt like $1 million. The very next year, my boyfriend then challenged me and said, okay, let's see you make $150,000. That was just a fluke. I did the exact same thing every single day for that entire year of 2006. I said, I am creating the possibility of making $150,000 or more by December 31st, 2006. That year, I made $160,000. And then at that point, I started training and developing other people in my office and started teaching them how to do the same thing that I was doing. That year, the recruiting agency I worked for had their most successful year on record as a company. And that year, my boyfriend at the time said, okay, let's see what you're really made of. $100,000 is nothing. Let's see if you can do $250,000. Now, there was nothing to base this on. I was a newbie in the recruiting field. This was all made up and arbitrary. So it wasn't like I had already made this sort of money in the past. And I created that year. I said, by December 31st, 2007, I am going to make $250,000 or more. And I'm not going to lie, I got confronted because that was a lot of money to ask for, create that I was worth. And that year I made $271,000. And if I'm going to be really honest with you, I have to tell you what happened after that. I stopped doing my own intentions and daily declarations for about 3 or 4 years after that because I was so confronted and fearful of getting exactly what I said every year, and I was confronted by my own power. So the reason I share that with you today is for anybody out there who's tuning in, if you're listening right now, and there's something that your heart desires, desire can be a wonderful thing. When we can connect to our heart's desire, what really matters to us? Maybe it's having children. Maybe, again, it's getting that promotion. Maybe it's finding that dream job to begin with. Maybe it's money. None of these things are bad. These are all wonderful things that you can connect to and appreciate of your desire. Just try it. All I'm throwing out there is try on picking something that is important to you for the next 30 days and create your own statement of intent and daily declaration. And in doing so, you are personally going to be able to generate an intent, multiply it by the action of your declaration and the other actions that will naturally follow it, and you will have unprecedented success, happiness, and joy in unexpected ways. And don't forget, at the end of all of this, you are the one who gets to choose who you want to be in all of this. I'm a huge fan of Landmark Education Worldwide. They do great programs on the ontological thinking of the be, do, have rather than the have, do, be. Highly recommend their programs as well as many others. But I thank you so much for tuning in today and for playing along with me since our guest in London was unable to join us on today's show. And I hope you enjoyed my little foray into the mental side of the job search. I do invite you to tune in next week. We're going to be having a resume writing expert on the show talking about Resume Writing 101. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, there are many elements to a job search. You need to have a great resume in order to knock them dead. So we're going to be talking about what are the elements of a great resume? What are some do's and don'ts on your resume? And in case you missed any portion of today's show, you can always find it at the bottom of the Get Yourself the Job page on the latalkradio.com website. And at the bottom, the archive of the show will be available shortly after the show airs for download. Or you can also go to iTunes and type in Get Yourself the Job on iTunes and download to the show and listen to it at your leisure. So we invite you to tune in next week at 4 p.m. And again, thank you so much to everybody tuning in. Anybody out there celebrating Rosh Hashanah, Shana Tova, wishing you a wonderful new year. And I look forward to hearing from some of you later on and hearing about the successes that you've had with your daily declaration and statement of intent. So feel free to message me on the Facebook page of Get Yourself the Job on Facebook, or to leave any comments under iTunes. So thank you so much, and wishing everybody a wonderful rest of your week.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.